Hallelujah, hallelujah. So what are the three basic necessities that we are all fighting for aside knowing God? These things are needed one way or the other by each individual, people, race, or religion. Some may have it more in abundance, whilst others don't have them at all. Yet we keep searching and wanting more and more of these three things. The first in this list is money. Yes, money. This is having financial independence. Yes, the love of money is the root of evil, but money answereth all things. People encourage themselves in so many things, and they engage themselves in so many things to get money and to live good, but the source of true wealth is in Christ Jesus. 2 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 9 says, "For ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might become rich." Yes, in Christ Jesus, you have been empowered with these blessings. In him alone will you find true riches. You've been assured of these by the word of God. It is God's desire for you to be rich. The second in this list is health. Receiving healing from terminal illnesses or from living a sickness-free life is a desire that some seek for. You might be moving from one hospital to the other, or from one healing home to the other, to the extent of taking in concoctions that will rather worsen one's health condition. The medical report might show that there is nothing humanly possible that any doctor can do for you. Yes, this is also possible, but you don't have to lose hope. The answer is in Christ Jesus, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. By the stripes of Jesus Christ, you've been already healed. You're already healed in Christ Jesus, so all you have to do is to believe and walk in faith in what the word of God says about you. Christ is your healer. So get up from your sick bed now. Take hold of this truth and walk in victory. You've been healed in Jesus' mighty name. It's God's desire for you to be healed and to stay healthy. Hallelujah. The final thing is protection. Man's desire for protection has brought some to a place of installing high-tech security gadgets in homes and offices, having security and bodyguards around wherever they go to. These are all good things to do, but remember, if the Lord doesn't watch over the house, the watchman watches in vain. True security and assurance can be found in Christ Jesus. In him we are fully protected. Psalm 91 verse 9 verse 1 verse 9 to 12 says, "Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy inhabitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone." Our true assurance is in the word of God. All that God has said, he will surely bring it to pass, because his word is yes and amen. It is God's desire to protect you. Remember, if you have Christ Jesus, you have all the things you seek for they all come as a full package for believing in him. Hallelujah. God bless you. And I love you.